I'm here. She's going to yell a lot. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. So we have two guests for the podcast tonight.
Yep.
I see.
Me and a shouty cat.
Me and a shouty cat is the name of my memoirs.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's quite good.
That is.
Yeah, autobiography. Something.
Should we do cat? Should we do pussy instead of cat? Me and my shouty pussy?
No, that one's too true.
How long ago did you start recording, Salsa?
A while. Greetings, Ed Posse and Buckle Up for the Sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And special guest,
Ritterly!
Yay!
Gonna class up the joint a little bit.
Oh my god, it's about time.
I love how they might not let people like me in here anymore.
I love how every single guest we have, we classes up the joint.
Yeah.
Really does. And then they're not back the next week, and it's like,
and we're back to the hovels that we are.
I mean, I'm technically here every week, just not in this room.
Present? True. To be fair, James is technically here every week, but not present either.
Yeah, I wouldn't call what I do a present.
Yeah, well.
I'm technically here, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Which is the best kind of correct.
Yeah, I was going to say, like.
Okay. Can we drink now?
Yes, we can.
Please.
Oh, God.
It's been a long day.
So we got Jameson Ginger and Lime made with Irish whiskey. Surprise. Natural ginger and lime flavors and carbonation, 7%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Might say other cool things, but whatever. I don't care. I just want to drink it.
Government warning. No, that's not a tasting note.
That's not a tasting note at all.
Depending on what government is warning you, it might be a very...
That's a little extra limey.
See, I was taking the extra ginger in the front.
I'm tasting the whiskey more than anything.
Well, we'll solve it for everybody
it's
then.
Just right.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God. Hey, what have you guys all done this week?
I took the kids to a movie.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went and saw the Transformers movie. Transformers 1.
Yeah.
The first animated Transformers movie since The Transformers the movie in 1984.
Huh.
And this was, we specifically went on Wednesday because this was the quote-unquote fan event.
Oh, wow.
So not only did we get to go see the movie, but we also got keychains and posters and comic books.
Yeah.
I know.
So my kids walked away with these Transformer comic books, and they were just like, our first comic books.
Aww.
And I was like, really? That's have any other comics? And they were like, no, we have like graphic novels and we have like comic strips, but we don't have any comic books. And I was like, what have I done?
You
as
have
a father?
Failed as a parents, also.
So they now have comic books.
Oh,
and they are Transformers
proper,
comic
books.
Proper, like,
motherfucking comic books.
My son actually, like, he opened it up and he was like, look at the paper. And I was like, oh my God. This kid is
very retro.
A burgeoning comic book nerd. In, like, my goodness. Like, he absolutely nailed it right off the bat.
Just,
this is what it is all about. But we got comic books, we got posters. I've got my Megatron keychain right here.
Both kids put the keychains on their backpacks immediately.
Yep, so taking to school and stuff.
What a fantastic idea.
And then we watched the movie. And Transformers 1, for those of you who are not aware, it is a prequel reboot.
Okay.
Pre-sequel?
It is a prequel. Like it is a reboot of the franchise, but it is starting way back before Optimus was Optimus and before Megatron was Megatron.
Yeah,
like way back in the day. So it's pretty good. I enjoyed it immensely.
Nice.
So it's
excellent.
Optimus is still Orion Pax, and Megatron is still D-16, and Bumblebee is running around as B-127, and Alita is the other main character running around, Alita 1. They aren't even Transformers yet at the beginning of the book.
Oh,
they are
just robots.
They're just robots.
Ah.
They do not have their transformation cog yet.
I didn't know that was a thing?
So, yeah, the Transformation Cog became canon way back in the day, but it is gotcha. It is actually a thing that is the so each Transformer has obviously the spark,
yes,
which gives them life, but then yeah. the Transformation Cog is what actually gives them the ability to transform,
turn into other stuff. Yeah.
I still don't know how we found a semi truck though. Like, how do they transform to a semi truck from whatever planet they are on?
So just put that out. Canonically, it
Why
is
are you
a
asking
Cybertronian
answer?
Transporter is what it is. Bumblebee is a Cybertronian vehicle. Like, all of these are Cybertronian, quote-unquote, versions of whatever it is. It is only once they go to a place like Earth and they scan the local transportation that they become an actual, like, Beetle
Earth
or
vehicle.
Semi or something yeah. like that.
So in space, they're different?
Yes. They're much sleeker.
It's a space
they look
truck.
Like, they look like they're in the 60s.
Going space east.
Yes.
Space
yes.
east.
Yes. yes, everything looks like it's in the 60s. Because it's all, like, sleek curves.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. As an aside, you know how, like, you're driving down the highway and you'll see the semi-truck, but it's just the cab and there's no actual thing attached to it.
Uh-huh.
Every time I drive by that, I'm like, oh no, it's naked. Like, that just, it happened to me yesterday, and I was like, oh no, it's naked.
They do look weirdly naked. You're
they
correct.
They look weirdly naked when they don't have the back. Just like, oh, what happened to your clothes?
Like, I'm sorry, man. I'm sure you'll find someone else soon.
Well played, Dylan. Yeah. We should have her on more often.
I agree.
Yeah.
It is a fantastic movie. It is the kids' first foray into Transformers. I had mentioned previously that I was like, I'm going to show you Transformers, and then watched the movie on one night and went, I'm not showing them this.
There's so much death and weirdness. Yeah.
Not showing that one to them. So this was a fantastic first movie for them.
Excellent.
It was really good story. I felt like the evolution of the characters was well done. And there was enough, like, lore and Easter eggy stuff sprinkled in there to make somebody who has been watching it since they were, you know, two.
Like Salsa?
Like somebody.
Well, I mean, specifically the person that was watching it.
Sure. But, yes. but yeah. like that was definite. It was just like, you know, they're mentioning the Quintessons and they're mentioning, you know, the this and that. And it's just like, I know, that's pretty cool. But you know, was just information for the kids.
Hmm.
You know, it didn't have the weight of that backstory for them, but it was still a good story for them.
Nice.
Know? And, we got out of that movie theater and those kids were buzzing. Like, just absolutely
I'm
vibrating.
I'm sure that made you happy.
Oh, just absolutely vibrating with excitement. And I was not on a much lower wavelength than they
were. He sent me a text of like, I think I'm going to need to process with you later. Just a warning.
Yeah. And I did. Like, again, there is a lot of like I said, that kind of Easter eggy backstory stuff that was thrown in there to definitely give homage to what had come before, while still telling the story fresh from the beginning. So, very good. I enjoyed it immensely.
Excellent.
And the kids loved it. So, that's what I did.
I
will make a plan to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got my new glasses.
They are
very
fancy.
They're very pretty. I like them.
I don't generally like wireframes because I always feel like I'm going to break them right away.
Mm.
And I already feel like these are kind of, I'm like, oh, I've got a weird jiggly rattle. Mm. But I think that's just the, I don't know how to describe it, the stained glass part on top.
I
thought it sounded like the ear.
Nose bits.
That's what I meant.
Well, and I hate nose bits like this. I much prefer the smoother flat
the built-in,
of the,
like
plastic. The plastic.
Yeah.
Pads. These will probably be special occasions, but they are my first pair of progressives, which means every time I go downstairs, the stairs look closer to me underneath me, and I'm like, I have to relearn how to walk now. Great.
Didn't know you were doing that in your 40s, did you?
I did it. When I fell down the entire flight of stairs, it was because it was. I was recently with glasses and also very drunk.
Mm.
But
yeah,
the new glasses definitely did not help that situation.
No.
So, like, when I was talking with the optometrist a couple weeks ago, he was like, so, it's going to be weird at first. Be careful around stairs. And then the salesperson was like, it's going to be weird at first. Be careful around stairs. And then I put these on and I was like, oh, shit. You were not fucking around, were you? All right. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was fun. Also, there was a fundraiser that happened for a horror festival. We had a bunch of previews.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Fuck off. So, okay. no, and it went very, very well. We raised more on our silent auction than ever before. I don't have final numbers for what we raised overall with donations at the door or anything, all of the previews, like I love having this preview night and then just being around listening to people abuzz with what they're excited to see this upcoming horror festival.
Yes.
It makes me so happy. And much like with the Fringe Festival, there's also like a kind of a theme or something that tends to come up.
Sure.
Right. And apparently this year we're doing a bunch of period pieces.
Ooh.
Not menstruation. time period pieces.
Oh, yeah. Not doing the vagina monologues.
Right. Well, at the horror festival, you never know.
Yeah.
So I felt maybe I should clarify that one. But yeah, apparently there's a lot of those.
Has anybody done a period piece?
I'm sure somebody has. Mm. I was unable to see the previews. Not because I was too busy, but because our house was too full. We were packed for the previews.
News.
And I was just like, son of a bitch, I'm going to see them all in a month and a half anyway. Yeah. I guess I'll sit this one out.
Guess I'll just have
to
wait.
So that this old man who literally had to climb the stairs with his walking stick things can sit down and see these previews. Like, I was like, no, there is no choice here. I will just go this way.
I will bow out gracefully. Graciously.
Mm. No, I was pissy about it, but not in front of everyone. Like, that was more of an internal pissiness. Goddamn son of a bitch. And it was lovely to mingle with people. And I just, one of my favorite things I heard at the fundraiser was, I can't wait for the horror festival. I want it to be now. Why isn't it now?
Mm.
Like, in my mind, I'm like, because all of these previews you just saw were the only bits that are done on all of these shows.
Sure, because it's September.
Right.
Yeah.
I love hearing all of that and people having fun just getting that good vibe and prepping everybody for what is to come. Mm.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, yeah, it was a wonderful fucking fundraiser.
Awesome.
So yeah, that was my non-festival stuff.
Awesome,
James.
Mm-hmm. Non-festival stuff.
Yeah, we start with that first, and then we go on the festival. That's been for the past 6 fucking weeks, James.
No,
where
I
have
know.
You been? Do you have any non-festival stuff? We could just skip.
No.
It.
Yeah.
We got plenty to talk about for festival stuff.
I've started watching horror stuff. Even though it's September and not October, because I just want to.
You're allowed
to
do
that.
Yeah.
You get to make choices for yourself.
You can also have pumpkin spice all year round.
Oh.
Yeah. You can have candy canes all year round.
You can have Christmas in July. Like,
I found out that there's
no laws.
You are allowed to be the asshole that has your Christmas decorations up all year.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend it. But you legally can do that.
I mean, do you. Bring joy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There was an absolutely lovely Sarah Millican stand-up thing where she was talking about what people did during the pandemic to bring them joy. And somebody in the audience was like, I put up my Christmas tree. She goes, oh, Petal, that's lovely. When did you do that? April. God, it was amazing. Oh,
I do love her.
What a joy.
Yes.
And
yeah.
There are now enough Treehouse of Horror episodes from The Simpsons that you can make a month of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. The next Monster Science is actually Treehouse of Horrors with Nyssa guesting to talk about symptoms and stuff. I know.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
Ooh, shit.
And I'm planning on attending.
Yeah.
I might actually buy tickets in advance for this one because,
Yeah.
So anyway... but yeah, so have you been watching Treehouse then?
Yes.
Just all of it.
Well, and one of my favorite things about that is that you, a lot of, they're good on their own, but especially if you have seen the media that they are heavily referencing.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes them even more delicious.
Right.
And so, because I am married to someone who has not seen a bunch of those things.
Sure.
I will very regularly ask, how much do you want to know?
That's fair. That's
dead. Good ask.
And they,
yes, asking is great.
Loving me more than they object to receiving a small, like, professorial lecture on the history of the intersection of science fiction and horror will let me expound on episodes of The Twilight Zone.
And
other things like that. Why them finding a cookbook that says to serve man is funny.
Right.
Man on the plane.
Kind of thing. Right. Yes. We just watched that episode of the Treehouse of Horror where a gremlin is taking the bus apart. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a gremlin. I do this with my students, actually.
Yeah.
So we do a little unit, short stories, and one of the short stories they can do is The Telltale Heart, right? Which all the kids want to read because they love horror, but then Poe is a little rough, right? I give them as an option to read it, and then they try, and then like, maybe something else. But then we watch a really creepy, I think 1970s kind of cartoon version where it's Vincent Price reading it. And it's so good. And we watch it. And they get to write, you know, analyzing it like they're, you know, it's a short story, but we've watched it now. And but then for the cap on top of that, we watch the little Treehouse of Horror episode of The Telltale Heart. Oh, no, it's not even a Treehouse of Horror, is it? It's just a regular Simpsons one with the Lisa and the dioramas, and she destroys. But we watched that. I'm like, all right, now how are they connected? Mm-hmm. How does knowing what the Telltale Heart is help you understand the Simpsons episode that much better? And all the kids are like, whoa.
That's amazing.
Right? And you blew their minds.
I love stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And then make them watch or read Crime and Punishment.
What?
No.
Salsa.
No.
I love Crime and Punishment.
I do too.
But I'm not.
No, you don't.
No.
Raiderly loves the book. Salsa loves the activities. That's the.
It's not an instruction manual? What?
The parallels between The Telltale Heart and Crime and Punishment are there.
Absolutely, they are, because it's about how, what an, you know, guilt, ordinary and, versus extraordinary person, and what can you get away with.
Mm. Yeah, and guilt and. Like, I was being serious. Apparently, I
get that.
Was not.
No,
we're on a podcast.
It's just that's a bit much for high schoolers.
It's not that big a book.
It's not.
It's a big, deep. I read that in my 11th grade advanced English class, and I love them, but if my 10th graders at this moment were having trouble getting through Poe.
Okay.
It is a tough
Dostoevsky. It is a little bit of a reach.
Okay. I see where you're coming from.
It's not that
now.
It isn't a good idea in general.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, I get it. There's a reason why your wife is a teacher and you aren't.
I got excited.
Yeah, salsa's
a librarian. You should be excited.
I'm glad you're excited about information and thematic connections and what we call, this fancy word for it, is intertextuality.
Ooh.
So you were just...
I also really, one of my favorite Treehouse of Horrors is the Raven one.
Mm, oh, yeah, the very first one. It was so good.
Yeah,
you know, it definitely has the Simpsons humor bit, but the rest of it is just that creepy, like, like, oh, I enjoyed that one.
Mm-hmm. But that's something that we've been engaging with as a way to kind of enjoy autumn more. Because I know that for me, this is a very joyous time. The shift in weather, the lower light levels, every autistic ginger bit of me is so, so happy about it. But for other people, it is the dying of the light that they love so dearly. And the beginning of like a blue, depressive 9 months. I know. Me too.
Look, I'm excited for the next month and a half.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm excited up through February, and then I'm done.
That's about where I would like to tap out as well. But
I usually, like, about first week of January, because I do like Christmas sparkles and the rest of that. Like, that helps, and if it weren't for everybody's beautiful decorations and driving around the lakes when they have the lights up, because then you get the reflections on the water, and it's just so pretty.
Or the ice when we actually get cold enough to have ice.
You know.
Have we done that recently? I don't even know.
2 years ago, I believe.
Fits and spurts.
Yeah. But, so, like, all of that kind of gets me through December, and then there's January. And I'm just like, I was bitter about this beforehand, but now I'm just, there's nothing to take the edge off. It's just January.
For a long time, in order to help people get through that, especially because a lot of my friends were sort of perpetually, chronically single, during February, especially close to the February holiday, I found...
Groundhog Day?
That it was, yes, extremely useful.
St. Patrick's Day?
That's in March.
I start in February.
Not Groundhog Day. It's the other one that makes them feel like they're repeating a pattern forever. Yeah.
You know,
instead of breaking out of it and learning from their own, like, bad choices.
I start putting up my St. Patrick's Day decorations earlier and earlier every year.
I was going to say, your St. Patty's Day tree?
Yeah.
With all your little whiskeys hanging up.
What magical land are you living in? That you do that.
Ireland.
You get angry about me putting up a Christmas tree before your birthday.
Yes, but this one has booze.
Yeah, this is St. Patrick's Day.
If I put a Christmas tree up, like, right in before December the 2nd, if I put alcohol in it, it's fine?
If it's got a Guinness, Lent calendar, then sure.
Sure, okay. I'm taking back your Lego Advent calendar. Done.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
I understand. But we used to do Febtober Festivus, and it's a tradition that I would like to get back into, just having people swing through and have like little gifty things that we do for friends, and that way people have something that they can look forward to in the doldrums of the like last furlong of winter.
Ooh, a progressive dinner might be fun for that.
Like full of leftists, or
hello.
It will be anyway, that just seems redundant to call it a progressive dinner.
No, it was progresso, just soup.
Oh,
I thought it was the kind of dinner that looks closer up when it's
there we go.
Careful around stairs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we really should have her on more often.
Yeah. But I'm thinking about reinstituting that so that people do have like something, because there was the Febtober Fest that used to take place, but just a thing, just something bright and fun and cheerful.
I was a couple years ago. I tried to start like a chili thing towards the end of January, and we did it the 1 year, and then this last year I just couldn't.
Yeah,
Because the problem is that I want to do that to help combat, like, just that doldrum feeling.
Yeah.
But I was so weighed down by the doldrum feeling that I didn't have the energy to do that to help me. It was a spoons thing entirely, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, chicken
almost
and egg.
Almost entirely. Yeah.
But chicken and egg with chili.
But. Or I also used to do.
I would do some hard boiled egg in a chili.
Yeah. Boozy drinks thing. Boozy. Where there would be. So I would provide coffee and tea and apple cider and mulled wine And you could bring different boozes to put into said hot beverage.
Mm-hmm.
I called it something clever. I don't remember anymore. I'm getting old. But I did that for years, like most of my 20s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And then I stopped doing that for some reason, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm getting old, y'all.
Yeah, well.
Fuck this growing up shit.
It is the worst.
It is the worst.
I mean, I don't totally disagree, but I don't totally agree either.
It beats the alternative.
Right?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've learned to take Jenna's advice.
You just take wisdom. You take this wisdom, James. Yeah. You fucking take it.
I have the Triforce of Courage, not the Triforce of Wisdom. Everybody knows this. Yes.
And then you tell people that I told you.
I fucking son of a bitch.
Also.
Garlic and onions, bitches. Garlic and onions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let me tell you all about David Bowie's heterochromia.
Shit. Yeah.
That one's an in-joke, I'll tell you later.
It's okay.
All of these are in-jokes.
I'm cool.
Inside baseball like the Metrodome. So that was my between various fest activities.
Mm-hmm. Raiderly, how is your non-fest stuff?
Real crazy hectic. So fest starts at the same time school starts, and I don't get a break. And this year I'm directing the musical at my school, which is going to be great, but also auditions are the week after fest is done.
Oh, no.
So October 1st and 2nd. Ooh. Yay! So I'm trying to get all that together on top of all the other things I'm doing. And then today was really fun at school for Monday because the power went out.
Ooh.
Oh,
about an hour into school, the power just went out. Apparently, a lot of the city actually lost power today.
Oh,
it wasn't just us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were sitting in our classes for like an hour, just waiting for XL to come and fix it.
I imagine that's a disaster for the lunchroom.
Apparently, the rumor is, and I don't know how much I, substantiate this rumor, but the rumor is we were about 5 minutes away from being evacuated from the building and told to go home because we would not be able to provide lunch for the students that day.
Sure,
What time did this happen?
This happened a little before 10 this morning.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I noticed anything on my side of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I looked at the outages, and it was a little bit where we are, and then a little bit, like, Columbia Heights had a bunch out and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so, we should message Jessa.
Right? But it was a, we got power back on, but it was fun. But the students were awesome in some ways. They were a little devastated when they were like, there's no Wi-Fi.
Oh, no.
What do I do?
Like, we can't have school. There's no Wi-Fi. I'm like, oh, children, we can teach you without the Wi-Fi. It's okay.
Maybe there's a YouTube video on how to...
Oh, no.
So
I just picture you passing out chalkboards and chalk, like little individual tablets.
I have whiteboards, thank you. We have gone that far into the 21st century.
No, this would definitely, if this was a movie, like when the power came out, they would all be wearing animal skins and be like starting a fire over in a corner.
Yeah,
I mean, instead of what we did do was like our class period was over, and so we just pulled out the Scrabble and Uno games and like the coloring pages, and I have a bunch of like extensive dot to dots, and which we just sat and chilled and played card games.
Dot to dots?
I do.
You've been holding out on me.
They're from my students, Salsa.
I like learning things.
So, actually, they're not for my students necessarily. They're for the younger siblings when conferences happen and I have to entertain them off in the corner. But.
I like being entertained.
Dear
in the corner.
Google, crime and punishment.
I mean, you're kind of like my younger sibling, Salsa.
Also, you have access to the internet and a printer.
I do.
You could have been living your best life this entire time.
So, so that was fun. And I will say, like, most of them were, they were happy. They weren't on their phones. They were actually, like, a couple of my kids pulled out Magic the Gathering cards and had them at the game. And it was great.
Nice.
They all just had them there. And,
I remember just having Magic cards.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was a good time, honestly. The worst of it was that the air conditioning was out, and my room is a freaking sauna because it faces the south. What? And it's on the third floor of a building. And so it's very warm. And so, and we're usually not allowed to open the windows for lots of HVAC reasons. Also, I'm on the third floor of a building. But we opened the windows, and I'm, like, using my big door to, like, try to get an air generated, moving it back and forth and back and forth, trying to generate some sort of air. And my principal,
as we're doing that, were you explaining the science of it to your students?
No. It was just my, like, principal walking by and being like, you know, you could open the windows. And I was like, they are open. There are 32 17-year-olds in that room right now.
Right.
It's warm. So Salsa's discovered the joy of...
I have discovered extreme dot to dots.
Ooh. Van Gogh.
Should we make the...
Like this one has... the highest number I'm seeing at a quick scan is 1,200.
Okay.
Should we maybe take a break?
Let's take a break.
Salsa can review these things.
No,
I'm here.
We should take a break.
Okay.
We should take a break. You can look over your newfound treasures. It'll be fine.
I love you. I'm never seeing you again, am I?
Where's Daddy?
No.
He's going through dot to dots downstairs.
You'll see him. He won't see you.
As long as he still does the laundry on a regular basis, I'm fine.
Oh, God. Is this how you...
Every couple hundred
dots. Is this
dots,
how you lose it? Is this the addiction that breaks your relationship?
I mean, I'm going to say, none of the other ones have. I've gotten through Zelda and...
Salsa's on a street corner. Hey, man, you got any of them dots?
Oh, God.
You want dipping or gummy?
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
Wisdom of Jenna.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Aww.
You know what? I'm somebody okay with you being lackluster in this instance, okay?
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Raiderly.
Yay!
And now comes the part where we talk about the things that did happen at Fest.
Woo! Woo!
Yay! I got to take most of a day off on Saturday, actually. Some of my friends were around.
I'm jealous.
And we went to go see all of the things that happened. But my favorite moment is, so these two particular friends of mine are known for their shenanigans. They brought out an inflatable dragon costume. They have a friend that works a shop full of dragon art.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our friend into the inflatable dragon costume and went to the dragon art shop. And the one in the costume kept oohing and aahing over the pictures and calling out, like, "Oh, Gertrude, I miss Gertrude. Mom, it's been so long. This is such a good picture of you." Mm-hmm. As if it was just like a photo album.
A portrait gallery of the relatives.
This is an amazing bit.
After the person behind the counter regained his composure, he pulled out... because there's also like dragon statues and little sculptury things.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulls out a dragon skull. There's a glorious picture of my friend with the dragon skull bemoaning the loss of poor, I don't even remember the name she gave this person, like Penelope or something, but just like, no. And the patrons were amused. And the shop worker was amused. And I was greatly amused because I was only tagging along. And this was hilarious. I only worked 2 hours at the booth on Saturday. It would have been three. But there was lightning in the morning.
Yes, there was.
James, I don't know if you knew this, but if there's lightning, we don't have the booth happen.
I may have heard a thing.
You may have heard a thing. So, yeah. So, the last lightning
strike.
Spoils
are aluminum. They're not, like, yeah, conductive. I don't know what you're talking about.
Aluminum is conductive.
I know.
Okay.
Also, they're not.
I know that you know, but really podcast listeners, aluminum is conductive.
So yeah, like the last lightning strike was at 8:45 and we waited an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't open until 9:45 and then I was off at noon. So I had a very short, day of working that day.
Genocide.
Yeah, it's fun sized.
What about genocide?
Wow. Wow.
You know, I'm honestly kind of impressed. I want to be more upset than I am.
It's okay. You're
this
allowed.
This is not the first time I have heard this particular joke.
Ah.
So I am not impressed.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Get back to me when you have one that is my first time hearing it.
date like that once?
Actually, yes. I did. That was basically one of my first dates with Joe. I challenged him to tell me an offensive joke I had not heard before.
And
he was like, "Oh, I've got this one." And he told Chickpea. And I was like, "Nope, I have definitely heard that one
is
way too many times.
Joke can vote."
He was not able to tell me an offensive joke I didn't already know the punchline to. So
love.
Yeah. Anyway, so I did in fact have a date like that once. Yes.
See.
Excellent.
Saw some of the Battle of Bands. Saw a friend of mine do a really cool thing. Spent some of the time just hanging out downstairs with other people, and it was lovely. It was just so lovely to have that particular group of people hanging out.
We had another visitor too.
We did have another visitor. I did see that visitor, but you know, we just saw each other briefly.
Oh, okay.
During the day.
Yeah, like, he came and saw my show.
Yeah. Oh, did he now?
Ships passing in the and then, broad daylight.
Yeah, and then we hung out backstage. So,
No, I saw him briefly during the day.
Yeah.
Like, after hours, he came down to the den for a bit. And
oh, no, that's... I'm talking about it different.
Different?
I'm talking about Troy.
I had way too many visitors on Saturday. I didn't know what was going on. We did get to see Troy.
Yeah.
I was discombobulated, and I feel a little bit bad about it.
Well, there was lightning.
It was.
Yeah.
But I did get Troy, some apropos stuff that we had talked about.
Awesome.
So, sticker and a button.
Sweet.
Hell yeah.
I had one of the super old buttons.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Those are good.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I was happy to be like, here you go. I'm discombobulated. I'm going to go away. I felt real bad. I was just like, I'm trying to put a costume on.
Yeah. It was a bit.
Yeah, I got to hang out a little bit. And I was, we'll cover it.
Mm-hmm.
We can put a bookmark in that.
That's pretty much it. Like, Sunday was a day.
It was.
I just ran a day.
Yeah.
That was fine.
So,
yeah, we can jump over to James now.
Yeah, so Troy and Gregoria stopped by and said hello, and it was amazing. I was like, Jenna, quick, come here.
As I'm like in the back trying to get 18 million things ready.
Also, assembling a nuclear reactor and like the Jenna signal goes off, right? So all of that happened. But of course, because of the delay, they had arrived while the booth was closed and didn't get to fence in the morning. And they said that they were going to come back in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the afternoon was effed.
Yeah.
Just like crammed full of...
There were like 20 bajillion people there on Saturday.
Yeah, they were.
So we...
I take partial responsibility and I'm sorry and not sorry.
Do not apologize in any way, shape, or form for that.
Yeah. And then after that, I after my shift at Booth, I went and got my medal for now being in the Troubadour Guild.
Yay!
Which I'm deeply excited about. I'm trying to figure out like where on the costume that goes
to display it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the next thing was I saw a friend do a thing, and then I was amazed. And then went and did my last call with Kyle this year, because he's not going to be here next weekend.
Oh, is he not?
He's uh-huh. doing a Fringe Festival.
Oh, okay.
And so...
So you're going to solo it again, huh?
I get to do that with a friend of the podcast, Robaba.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh.
That'll be an interesting take.
It will be a very different show, yeah. But I am equally excited.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it'll be good.
My dynamic with Robaba is very different than my dynamic with Kyle.
Oh, sure,
and,
yeah.
I have a feeling that it's going to be... completely fucking bonkers.
No so. Less insane and manic, but...
different.
Yes.
Yeah. So so there's all of that, and then, had a lovely Sunset Hill experience, and then Sunday I did a fencing booth thing with Jenna.
Yeah.
And I...
Oh, you were out on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, this, yeah.
So for these last two weekends, I'm going to be out.
Oh, okay.
We're planning mm-hmm. on being out on Sundays.
Awesome.
But the... something completely nuts happened, and I'm going to sort of talk around it a little bit. I'm not going to be vague booking or anything. But I haven't been present for many medical things mm-hmm. at Booth.
Yes.
When something extreme happens. And I was helping get people out of their fencing gear so that they could head out once they're done with their bout. I had just undressed someone who was getting out of their fencing gear from starting what we call a triangular turducken, when two people fight and then the winner fights the third person.
Because
mm-hmm. yep. it's not a round robin. There aren't enough people.
Yeah.
The second match in the triangle had started, and I had gotten that person out, and then Josh called to me and said, "Get help." And I looked over to the ring, and someone was down.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I ran like I don't usually run.
Yeah. I was in the back having a cigarette, and James is running by calling out.
Yeah. In fact, somebody was in the horse gate, and I don't usually yell at people to get out of my way, but I just yelled the word move.
Yep.
And bolted past that person, and then yelled at Scott, who is amazing.
Yeah.
What a Absolutely. Sweet person, who's on the security, safety and security.
Mm-hmm.
And just like three words, help, ring two, and then like motioned and ran back.
Yeah.
And found it that this person, like, of all the things that could put a person down, this was like a 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10. Bad,
mm-hmm.
but not mm-hmm. a stroke or a cardiac arrest or something like that. It was a dislocated knee.
Oh!
Ooh.
Still not happy.
No,
but no, yeah, like.
It was. I skidded to a stop, like a cartoon, just burp, 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 in the ring. And I was like, all right, what's happening? And someone said, dislocated knee. And I looked at the knee and I went, oh, shit. And
sure
then I looked
is.
Out at the crowd and I went, I meant, dang. All right, well, we've got enough people in here. I'm going to get out of this ring.
Yep.
And Josh was like, big show, ring one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go.
Yep.
And I just walked in, grabbed the swords.
Pull focus, pull aggro. Yeah.
Did the thing. I felt like I wasn't doing enough for the first time in a long time in the ring.
Yeah.
Because we had to bring a full golf cart into ring two through the bales.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there was beeping and commotion, and I was like, and round two is starting now.
Yep.
Like, this is, we're getting, but.
You do the best you can.
You did.
No, when
over
you.
Over here, everyone. Look
right.
over here.
When you ran by.
Yeah.
And I was smoking, I was like, well, guess that's a short break. Because yep. Cole was breaking me. Cole.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, they're going to need a distraction. And I'm sure Cole's going to be able to provide that. So yeah. I was just like, I'm going to do this and get back to it. So, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, it's not, I'm not helpful, really, right? Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm helpful in that moment, but I know that I am supporting other people mm-hmm. in being able to be helpful. Mm-hmm. But I still hate that feeling like, I should be saving the day or whatever. Mm, yeah. Nope, not my place. There are other people to do that.
Yeah.
It's actually, as a teacher, like, that is actually one of the big things we do. Like, if there is something that's happening, my job is not to help the kids mm-hmm. in that moment. My job is to help get the other kids out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that, mm-hmm. and that, you know, you, as a teacher or a, you know, you care. You obviously, like, you're a teacher, you care about your kids. You know them. You might know the kids who are involved mm-hmm. in whatever is happening. And, but your job is to keep the other children out of the way. Make sure they are safe. Make sure whatever's yeah. happening, their phones are not doing whatever their phones are doing.
Right. Yeah.
And half the time it's a medical, right?
Yeah.
Something going on. Yeah. And so you're like, we need you not here right now.
Go yeah. away.
Parachute time. Gymnasium.
Yep.
Now.
Yeah. Yep. Right. And you get to, I guess for me, like, I've done that enough at this point where it doesn't feel like I'm not doing anything anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, no, I am. This is my job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
While I could do that other thing, mm-hmm. I'm not that, like, I'm not the best person to do that other thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess,
yeah.
Not to assuage your guilt, because you don't need to feel guilty or anything.
I mean, I was, yeah, that's what I was trying to say, too. Mm-hmm. So high five, go Woo! Awesome. Boom.
We're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that, James.
It was, it was eventful.
Yes.
Yes.
And I, like, I... Yeah, I mm-hmm. have. I ended up thinking about that person and, like, their day at Fest for a lot of the time.
And I think I know what group it was because I had taken their money and explained the turducken to them and everything else. Mm-hmm. They're like, "There's three of us. What do we do?" And I went go over the options.
Yeah.
And so I think I know at least of which group that person was a part of. And mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, but they were so nice."
Yeah.
And a little confused as to what was going on, but so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stuff happens.
It does.
Yeah.
It truly does.
And they're going to go home and have a great story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, definitely.
So,
but I was glad to do what I could. And then, just bring the crowd over mm-hmm. and out of the way.
Yep.
Then the afternoon, since I don't have a show on Sunday, I just fucked off and went and did stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. I wrote a new riddle for the side quest players. I got to do a couple of the riddles that I've written for them over the years as the group that they were before mm-hmm. and are now. Just, like, wandered around and helped people doing the thing that I do now, which is looking for people who look at their maps and then helping them find stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, there was a group that was like, where are corn dogs? And I was like, well, they're over there and probably over there at these places. And they were like, wow, that's far. And I was like, well, let me recommend a couple of other places. How do you feel about this? No, that's, you know, I don't want that. I was like, what about barbecued pork belly burnt ends?
Mm.
And I watched their mouths open and I was like, let's, yeah. And they were like, we're going. Where? Head point. Bring us. Can we pay you to
follow me,
take us around? And I was like, ordinarily, if this were a different day, I might have been like,
yes. Yes, you can.
But, I was not.
Welcome to Other Squire, your tour guide.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. That is a bit waiting to happen.
Yeah. But that's, like, functionally the thing. And I'll always tell people, like, oh, I'm headed that way anyway. I could just bring you there. Oh, interesting fact about this that I happen to know.
Mm-hmm.
This thing. Bringing people to places where they sell fans or have coats or do jewelry or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Nice. And then just, like, slowly collapsed very gently backstage for a short period of time. Even though the weather was sublime.
Oh, perfect weather on Sunday.
Oh my God, it was so good. But yeah, just like took a 15-minute nap and then woke up, chatted with people, and then got back at it and ended up spending a bunch more time out on Sunset Hill, which just feels so good.
Yeah.
But that was it, and then went home and fucking collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just fell asleep mid food.
Mm-hmm.
Just unusual for me. Yeah.
My Sunday was not good. I woke up sick, and then I slept until probably about noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up and was still sick. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going home.
Mm.
And I went home
and
I fell asleep. And then I woke up a couple hours later and was like, I'm going to take a shower. And then I fell asleep. And then I woke up again and actually took a shower.
Yeah.
And then fell asleep again until the family got home.
Yeah.
And then I slept.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I didn't have a good Sunday.
I mean, you barely had a Sunday.
Yeah, like, no,
you slept all Sunday. That didn't sound awful.
My gut was doing. So I don't know what I ate or what I
you offended
or what. Yeah, some voodoo doll.
Which god?
Yeah,
is smiting you.
Struck me down on
Poseidon.
Sunday.
Oh my god!
Mm-hmm. Poseidon is affecting your waters.
Yeah. Like I ate like 3 hard-boiled eggs and a cup of broth all day. Like it was. I was just not. It was not a good day. But Saturday was amazing.
Yeah.
My shows were great. And then the Fondazzi Uber show happened, and I saw a friend do something awesome.
Yeah. I saw a friend do something awesome.
Yeah.
Frank
could also be
you're
friend.
My friend.
Bill was my husband and my friend and my lover and my partner.
Yeah.
And my roommate sometimes when I was mad at him.
I was mirroring what was being said. Yeah. It's a literary device.
I got...
Oh, my God. Explain literary devices. Oh,
please do.
Are we also explaining callbacks to your wife?
Please tell me.
Would you like
to
hold on to my movie? You can borrow it.
Yeah.
So,
I know it has my name on it, but we can...
just gotta... do you want to tell me what a motif is too?
I really want you to try a salsa.
It's about to be a Molotov motif.
That's short for Muhammad Teef.
Dig further. Do it.
How was your Ren Fest, Raterly? Did you do anything exciting at all?
Well,
over
Sunday
the
was gorgeous, but I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm. From what?
Actually, all of Fondazzi were exhausted because we did Nightfire on Saturday night, which is a wonderful show that we do after hours because Fire in the Dark is really awesome.
Yeah.
But it also makes it a really long night for the Fondazzi. So I could tell the next day when we dropped a lot of things, just we're laughing. We're like, the fuck just happened there? And it was great. Like, the audience was with us. We were happy. Everyone was happy. But before Nightfire, it was a busy day. Just regular shows, you know. We do 5 shows a day.
Mm-hmm.
And our Uber show, we did a little different where I broke the world record for the most fire blasts in 30 seconds.
That was fucking amazing.
So, yeah. I guess I'm technically, like, okay, not, I'm like technically the fastest fire breather in the world. Because
I know, right?
Right? Which is pretty
and
cool.
Here's the thing. You didn't break that record. You destroyed that record.
Yeah.
That record had no
kindling.
Idea what was coming.
So, the deal is, okay, let's go back farther.
Yeah, tell us more about this process, right?
So, last year, during the Fondazzi Uber show, there's a little, like, fire blowing competition, right? It's not really but it is, where we're each doing different blasts, having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
a one-up thing.
Yeah, kind of a one-up thing. And I started doing... I was kind of running out of ideas, honestly.
Yeah.
And we were playing this music that we normally play, and there's a really cool drum part. But since I was blowing fire, I couldn't play the drum part. So I kind of just started doing the drum part with the fire. And suddenly, and I was going for forever, and suddenly I was just doing fireball after fireball after fireball, and I was actually really worried, because I was hogging up all the stage time. I was like, hey, everyone, sorry, yeah. I don't want to have it. They're like, no, don't stop doing that.
Yeah, no, from the audience perspective, is she just kept going and going and going and going. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And, right? And so we got to the last couple weekends, and like we usually record our shows to kind of look back at, and they're counting, and they're like, you just did like 45 fireballs in a row. And I was like, no, what? And they looked at how many are, you know, they're like, what's the world record, I wonder? And they looked it up. And I had basically already been doing that already without even half trying. And I was like, oh, well, I bet I could break that. So last October, I went to Guinness and I applied to break the record, which that is a process and a half. And
yeah, then they tell us about this process.
So, I mean, you go to the Guinness and, you know, website, and you make a log, you know, and then you say, this is what I want to do. And they're like, okay, that's cool. We will look at your application to see if we can approve it. Then only then will we actually send you the details of what you have to do to break it. Which I appreciate that they're not just getting then random people being like, I broke a thing. And they're like, no, you didn't, because you didn't follow these rules. Like, you need. So I applied about 12 weeks later. They said, yep, we approve you. You have a year basically from when you applied to do this thing. And then I sat for like not 10 months. And I was going to practice, and that didn't happen because life so much. So I was like, that's fine. We'll practice, and it's during Fest anyways, and, you know, it'll be good. Fest starts, and it's fine, except then I get sick, and I'm having trouble breathing. And I was like, damn it. I'm like, I don't even know if I can do this anymore. And my Fondazzi family is amazing, and Salsa is amazing. It was like, I believe in you. You got this. And so went and practiced with some of my other, with my, some Fondazzi, and just was crushing it. And really kind of worked out and finessed what had to happen, what I needed to do, to make it happen. And so, and like the Wednesday before, well, Salsa and the kids were off watching a really cool Transformers movie. I was off practicing, and I got 70 in my last practice bout. And I was like, sweet, cool, got it, done. Like, I was going for like 60 was my goal. Because the previous record, I should say, was 55, right? Like, okay, 60, that'll be good. That's 2 a second. I got this, right?
no big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't even feel like consistently doing it without, you know, so...
Without really trying, you know, just...
I mean,
just
I wasn't not trying. But... like in the rules, like we could figure out, I figured out like, oh, I can refuel in the middle of it. The time just doesn't start, just doesn't stop. I mean, so, you know, we practiced me doing that and figured out like how the speed and whatever, you know, all that fun finesse, finagling stuff. And then,
cause there is a separate world record for the most fire blasts on one mouthful of fuel.
Yes. I don't even know what that is, though.
I don't remember, but a guy I know is actually the record holder for that one.
That's cool. So. I should look at that one. I wonder if I could do that one.
I bet you could actually think of it.
But, so, day of the thing, and there's also a lot of, like, things you have to have for Guinness to approve it.
Sure,
So, have to have... filming from a couple different camera angles. There has to be slow motion. There has to be a countdown, like a clock that they can see in all the videos that's visible. There has to be 2 stopwatch people who are in sync and have, it says like athletic training or something like that. Like basically like have been trained in how to use stopwatches or familiar with them. But I was like, I don't know sports people. But then, you know, remember now I do know sports people, just not like the, I know.
Not like football players,
sports people, but I know like roller derby refs and stuff like that who are awesome and amazing. And then there have to be 2 people who are kind of experts in the field to adjudicate. But you want to be careful with that because it can't be anyone too close to you. you, right?
Sure.
Well, I'm like, I know most of the fire performers in the, I know, shoot. So, but luckily, there's other people in the world who do fire and are amazing, and including Aluma the Littlest Dragon, who was one of my judges, and our dear friend Dan Patton, who was the other adjudicator, and he and she were amazing, and so yeah, we did it at the show. And they went backstage to just kind of look over the slow-mo video, make sure their counts were right. And they came back with the number of how many I had done. And I don't believe it still, like, in my heart of hearts. But according to them, I did 84 fire blasts in 30 seconds.
Just a few more than 55.
And I've seen the footage. I was like, it's not wrong. But it's not right. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Nothing is official yet though, until I have to send in all of the videos and affidavits from all of the people who were involved. So I gotta gather, make sure I have all of that and put everything out, and then I send it off to Guinness, and they take a few months to look it over and think about it, and I will find out, you know, after I send it, hopefully sometime this winter, I don't know, if it's been approved or not.
Yeah.
And then after that, there is no guarantee I will make it into a book of any sort.
Okay.
Like, hopefully, maybe.
It'd be nice.
Right?
That'd be so cool.
There at least get, like, a little certificate or something?
I do get a little printed out certificate if, you know, they approve it. So, which I will frame myself. So, yes. I don't get, but that's really cool. Like, I get an official certificate.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's what I did on Saturday night, evening, and then went and did a whole other show when it was just exhausting.
Jesus Christ.
My favorite part, because I watched.
Yes. I didn't. I have no idea what happened.
Oh, I watched your face happen. And you're just breaking down as the number 84 was announced, and you were like,
That's
no way!
Possible.
Yeah.
But my favorite part was, You did your screaming, you did your happy dance, and it looked like everything was starting to calm down. And then a little Asher runs from the audience and comes to give you a hug.
Oh, yeah.
And then shortly after that, a little Lilibeth runs and comes to join in this moment. And that's when I was like, oh, God damn, I'm crying.
Hundreds of people cry in that moment.
Oh my God.
No, where my position on the stage, I could see my son, because he was standing just inside the barrier, and he was losing his fucking mind.
Right.
Yeah. He was sobbing. And actually, it was Teresa went and saw him, and she ran to him and was like, baby, and picked him up and pulled him out on the other side of the barrier. Mm-hmm. And I went down and grabbed him from her. And then little Beth came up, and they're just holding the two of them and trying to sort of keep it together, and I have other things I need to do still today.
Nope.
I have to finish this show, and then I have night fire.
The entire audience was like, oh my God, this is so sweet.
But I also love that, like, you can see that, like, I'm a mother of two kids, and I can do this shit too, right?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Like, that was also actually really important to me in a lot of this, and why I kind of wanted to do it. It wasn't just because I wanted to prove anything to myself. I'm like, that's cool, I don't actually need that, but like showing other people that, you know, like representation sort of thing matters, and like,
yeah,
see, we can do things too.
Yes, absolutely.
I have another story now that you all know what happened. After this all happened and Uber show finished, and you know, Fondazio, you're like, we've got to go get ready for Nightfire. I'm like, I am going to take the kids and go get changed and feed them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I take the kids and I go off. And I, on my way to the campground, stop in at Levine to spread the good news.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't use his name.
I'm not going to. But I, so we're in there, and I go up to Drew, and I go, Drew, she did it. She did it. And he's like, how many? And I was like, 84. And he's like, holy shit.
Right.
And the other shopkeep in there is like, what's going on? You know? And I was like, oh, you know, my wife just broke the world record, you know, 84 fireballs and blah, 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 in 30 seconds. After hours, he comes and he's watching, he's at the Fondazzi night show. Mm-hmm. And we're talking, and he goes, he sees me, and he goes, "So, I didn't recognize you earlier."
Oh.
And all I heard was, "My wife just did 84 shots of Fireball in 30 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Right?
Wow.
Damn.
And he was like, "Jesus Christ, oh, is she God. Okay? Like, he was horrified.
Oh, no, it gets better, Celeste. I haven't told you this part yet. Oh. One of my students, or I told a class of my students today, because I was definitely tired. I was like, "I'm sorry, I had a long weekend." They're like, why were you? And I said, I broke the record for the blowing the most fireballs in 30 seconds. They're like, "Alcohol?" And they thought I'd also had 84 shots of fireball in 30 seconds. And I was like, "What is wrong with you children?" But so apparently we have to be more careful about how we talk about things to non-fire performers.
Well, and I was looking at him. I was like, "Dude, you have a family member who breathes fire. This is not... I should not have to explain to you what a fireball is. This is what?" And he was just like, "It had been a long day. I don't know. All I heard was a thing, and I just didn't think."
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great story.
Oh, it's amazing. So good. I'm going to give him shit about it forever.
Oh, yes.
But.
And you should.
Yes.
Amazing.
So, hopefully, pending paperwork, I will have a Guinness World Record.
Yay!
So. In my name.
You'll always have a Guinness record in my heart, really. Aww.
I mean, I know I always can, right?
I mean, mostly you have the record for not killing Salsa.
Like, that is unfortunately...
Most consecutive days not murdering Salsa.
Yeah. I'm not sure I can claim that
one. The only problem is you're going to have to do it a second time with multiple camera angles and two adjudicators, two experts in the field.
I'll be an expert in the field of not timers, killing Salsa.
I think I'll let his mother be, actually.
I do need to.
Yeah. So
it actually can't be anybody too close to the.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, actually, no, you weren't breathing when you were born.
That's true. I wasn't.
Oh.
So she. Yeah.
No. She. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
No, it was seriously impressive. It was incredible to watch. I was way at the back because by the time that I got there, not only was there a full audience, but there was a full extra audience.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, like, way, way back past the carts and things like that. And I was still, like, people were coming out of the ferry wing exit, and I was like, "Somebody's about to break a world record. Do you want to see it?"
Yes.
Just absolute confidence in you. And I was like, "Yeah, they're going to do this thing." I didn't have all the details on exactly which record you were breaking, but 100% there for it and 100% dragging people over.
Thank you.
But then I watched it, and you were like a little Gatling gun on stage.
And it was
absolutely mind-blowing to watch. Yeah. And, that 30 seconds seemed like it was forever for me, and I can only imagine how it was for you on stage. Like, did you have a moment where you were
twice.
Like...
twice!
Right? Did you have a moment where you're like, "That's gotta be 30 seconds," and it's been like five?
Nope.
No?
No, I'm not thinking of anything. I can't count. I can't do anything. I just go until... That's why I actually had them count down from five, because otherwise I would have no idea where I was in the time. Like, I don't...
Figure out your
I can't
fuel,
think about
out.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's just go till I don't really have any left, drink more, and then go. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was so annoyed at the end of the second one, I'd run out of fuel before the time. So I was... Yeah. Oh! So, yeah. I mean, part of my, claimed, I guess, I have this ability because I have a very large mouth, apparently. I can hold a lot of fuel.
And a good embouchure.
Which is the craziest thing. So everyone asked me, like, "Oh, do you play a wind instrument? Do you play a brass?" I was like, "No, I'm a drummer." Yeah. I have never played an instrument with my mouth like that.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, again, unexpected talent of mine, and I'm super mm-hmm. happy. It's because, and I think it is a lot to do with like the rhythm of it. Like actually,
yeah, you do have a great rhythm for it. Like,
and it all comes from a song that Kristen wrote. So our fiddle That's player. So, mm-hmm. so yeah,
yeah.
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 Well,
right?
That is,
yeah.
That is, I mean, fucking almost 3 a second. That's
right.
It's just
yeah.
insane.
Right. So hopefully it'll stand mm-hmm. and I will hold that for a long ass time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if anyone wants to break it, they are more than welcome to.
They're welcome to try.
Right, yeah. They're welcome to try.
Yeah. No, I was honored just to be there.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
It was apparently sweet. My sister was there too, and she made me brownies with cream cheese. And she's like, these will either be consolidation brownies or congratulations brownies. Mm-hmm. And luckily they were congratulations brownies. But
I got to stand just a little distance away, and like mm-hmm. the excitement radiating off of your sister
mm-hmm.
was fantastic. And she was like, yes, I told the king that we were going to be here today. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And she was in the back. She's like, I shared DNA with her.
More than anybody else on the planet.
Pretty true. Yeah.
Right. And apparently, so my mother was there, but we couldn't be there. She had to get back to work so she could be there mm-hmm. for the final reveal of the numbers.
Yeah.
But she said she knew I made it when she heard the cheering of the crowd. And I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
I'm sure
like,
they heard that yelling over by Legend Stage.
I'm sure they did.
Oh, yeah. I
may have heard it over by
the
fencing booth.
Because at 5 before the announcement, I had to run to Banner Oaks
mm-hmm.
to go collect my crowd for the 5:30 show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was an eruption in the distance. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Audible.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was very surreal, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
But awesome. And I...
Strong work.
Glad it's done now.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. And, yeah, now I can...
Now you don't have to worry about that ever again.
No, I can't.
No, you can't.
I've been teaching the musical auditions are next week.
Those laurels are
on to the next thing. Yep. All right. Well, congratulations. You're amazing.
Yeah.
Always knew you were amazing, but now the rest of the world knows too.
It's true.
Oh, that was actually sweet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't know Salsa does sweet things.
Mm-hmm. I like him.
The broken clock is sentimental once a day.
We're going to take a break.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
I wasn't at a good angle for it. I was at a good angle. For gross.
That's what it looked like.
No, I was holding your face.
Oh,
nope.
Not
right now. Let's do this fast five.
Fast five.
And we're back on Salsa.
dejected Salsa. So you're honorific now?
What?
Dejected Salsa.
Oh, wait. Are we actually restarting?
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
And I'm Jenna.
Oh, good.
Hyperbolic Jenna? Is that your honorific now, too?
Mm.
I'm Raiderly still, somehow.
And it's time for a Best Five!
Best Five!
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Jenna's Lord.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, mine.
You have a Lord?
A Laird.
Laird?
No?
Laird.
Who? What?
It's actually a 7-layer dip, is what it is.
If you have that one of those, you are holding on to me, man. Sense. Where is it? I would like it.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from.
Stack!
Good.
Yep. Told you it was good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Opening thoughts.
Ooh. Back to the Future theme.
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't have a button for that one.
That's why I did it.
I would have done it better.
But you didn't.
Bum, bum, bum.
They were both pretty good. Jenna's was better.
Thank you.
Maybe if you combine them.
No, thank you.
That
I'm not,
sounds like work.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm
we're done.
Okay.
We're good. No, yeah. you're right.
You're not
maybe.
Wrong. Yeah, but
yeah. Like
that requires we're just effort on my that. Part.
Sorry, I don't come down here often enough to know how this works. I'm sorry.
I would have to share with salsa in any way, shape, or form. That's just that's not going
to
work.
Yeah. If I need to do any editing.
No.
All right. Question number one: kids or adults?
Kids,
none of the above.
Probably.
Maybe the jokes go over kids' heads. Like some of the jokes are not child appropriate, but maybe it's like the Muppets where they just like. Because I saw that movie when I was a kid, and I absolutely loved it. I didn't understand several adult things that take place in that film.
Yes.
Yeah.
To be fair, like I know, yeah, there's a different layer of things now. I say kids because holds nostalgia for me, but I definitely hold the rights to change my answer later. So as a teacher, does not like sound awful and incriminate me.
Oh yeah. Oh,
of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna go with adults.
I'm going with kids.
Okay.
I'm similar. Saw it as a kid. Slightly right. older kid than you.
Okay.
But so I think I got more of it. But
three
so.
Kids and an adult?
Oh.
Three men and a baby?
Three kids and an adult. All right, Garcelle.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Three kids and an adult.
Orange whip.
Question number two. Hoverboard.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm already done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or DeLorean.
Oh.
Shit.
I give vertigo now, so like I feel like I'd fall off the hoverboard. Is there one of those like little ones where I could have like the handlebars, like the kid like the
scooters? Like a razor scooter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the handlebars.
A Segway DeLorean.
Yes.
Or a Segway hoverboard.
Yes, yeah, a Segway DeLorean. It's like a regular Segway, but it's got gull wing doors. Yeah.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Okay, I do want
that. No.
Can we make that happen?
Oh, no.
I think a razor scooter hoverboard would be the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want the DeLorean.
All right.
I
like driving real fast.
Yeah.
88 miles an hour.
These are both big parts of my childhood, like big parts of my interior imagination world from childhood, and that's a difficult choice, but I guess hoverboard would be the most different.
All right,
I think.
Now I'm gonna go mess with the timeline.
All right, question number three: Wild West or dystopian?
Oh.
A Wild West for me, absolutely.
I mean, of the like, which one I enjoyed more? Actually, yeah, Wild West, definitely. Like, I went through a phase of really enjoying westerns.
Mm-hmm.
I got it from my grandpa, I think. But
yeah.
Oh yeah, when I was younger, I read everything Louis L'Amour wrote.
I like number three better than number two. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, Biff as the like antagonist in the dystopian, like I just got angry all the time.
Oh, yeah, that was not okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a lot going on there, and it's weirdly prescient.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Including the bad hair.
I know.
Yeah, okay, definitely. Yeah. I was going back and forth on that, but yep. Wild West. Wild
okay,
West.
We're all going Wild West. Okay.
All right.
Question number four. Time travel or flight?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I would definitely make a fucking mess of things if I could time travel. Let's go flight, where the only impact I'll have is singular and probably fatal.
I would also make a mess of things if I did like, time travel, so time travel.
Oh.
So you think you're Icarus, huh? Not Daedalus, James?
A crater more than...
than a burning pile of wings? Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
I think that, well, I have the inner ear thing. that makes it difficult for me to be in planes, let alone anything. Plus, there's the heights thing. Plus, there's like about 15 other. If we could get rid of all of those.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe flight. But if I could be a project manager with like
time travel abilities,
I would be so goddamn productive. Oh my god.
They still wouldn't pay you enough.
Oh, that's, I know,
very true. I'm just picturing the dev being like, yeah, this is gonna take me 120 hours, and you'd be like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah. Write 147.5 0.8 on that form.
I mean, you know, I don't know if we need to be that accurate. Just round up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But
well, the thing is, I wouldn't mess with anybody else's efforts. That seems rude, right?
No, like, absolutely not.
But I could see how long it actually takes. Come back. And then state what the estimate is in actuality of how long it takes. Although I'm pretty good at estimating those things out anyway.
Sure.
That's why I'm actually good at project management is that kind of thing. But then I would know. And I would know when it would get done and how hard I have to harass this other person and get these specific things to my team so that they can work on a thing. Oh, I would be so good at it. You guys. Oh.
Just imagine this, like, two things. I imagine this, like, being project management Groundhog Day for you, which just sounds like the worst. But also, as you try to perfect every project and learn to play the piano. But then the other thing is, I realized...
I already know how to play the piano, by the way.
Because of what you said, that I could go back and see any concert ever. Every concert.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not a huge
Mozart,
concert person,
all of it.
But yeah, you could totally do that.
It's Beethoven. I mean, there's definitely some mysteries within history that I would love to solve or figure out. Or just like, how does that work? Or like, where did that come from? How did they do that? That would be pretty cool. But I hate driving my commute most of the day. Like, I don't hate driving, but I hate driving in my commute. So if I could fly and not have to like do that, I'd be real happy. So sure. Flight would definitely, I think flight.
See, we have machines that provide flight now.
Like, yeah.
That's a thing that we can do already.
I can't fly to work, Salsa.
No, you can't fly to work now, but like I grew up, my dad had a pilot's license growing up. We would occasionally go up and fly on like Labor Day. We would go to the airport and go fly around.
Okay, just because it's blasé to you.
My uncle has an airplane.
Right.
Like, we went home a couple La-di-da. Christmases ago and went up and went flying. Whereas time travel, I would go back to ancient Greece in a fucking heartbeat and like see everything. And like Rayleigh was saying, like find the Antikytheria device. Like I would be like, what is this? Show it to me while it is still a thing, as opposed to a thing at the bottom of the ocean.
It's just like a blood a bread slicer or something.
Like, but I would say, know.
One of them picks it up, shakes it gently, turns it over, and it says, ask again later.
Yes.
The oracle says, call me later.
Yes.
But I would go to Delphi. I would go to all those places and be just like, oh, this is so cool. And then get a horrible disease and die. Because that's what time travel would actually do.
Yeah. Or give someone.
Or, yeah. Change the course of history.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Kill everyone in Rome accidentally when you cough on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, just introducing some microbials that, you know.
Indeed.
Yeah. Or bringing some back here then also that we no longer have any sort of immunity to. Yeah.
Turns out
it would be awesome.
It wasn't the the mosquitoes and flies that were biting the rats. It was salsa farting in England.
Oh.
That was.
Yep.
Yeah.
That actually makes way more sense.
It does. God. They were right. Diseases are sped by noxious fumes.
Yep.
We should really have her on more often.
Yes. All right. Question number 5. Past or future? I mean, everything that I just said about time travel, that.
Yeah, basically. I don't want to know my future. Weirdly, like, because I spend so much time focused on it.
Sure.
But I don't want to know. I want to take the journey myself. I like regular style, not time travel style. Yeah.
I was so worried when I was a kid that I was going to miss out on all the cool shit of the future. Like, I imagined, like, what video games could be like in the future and what kind of stuff we would have. And it looked like Star Trek. And that's... we have it. It's here. Yeah. I didn't miss it. It's in my lifetime, which is nuts.
Right?
That is fucking wild to me that within... What, within 70 years of powered flight being invented, we reached the moon?
Yep.
That's crazy pants.
Right?
I actively understand why there are some people that don't believe that happened, because that's a ridiculous amount of time.
Yeah.
That's hard to wrap your brain around.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we went for centuries of not being able to do that to less than a century of being able to do that to we are now in space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm still not gonna... I mean, yeah, the future is here, but also I don't need to know the future like that.
Sure.
Like, it's not gonna be... fun.
Find my own gravestone. Died while time traveling. Shit!
I mean,
how'd they know?
I do want to know the future of my projects, like just those little bits that I can bring back. So there is that amount, but no, I'm much more interested in what did I miss?
Yeah. I want to go back and buy some really nice fabrics while they're cheap.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find out what all this was all about.
Okay.
Question number one, kids or adults, would you rather travel to the past and meet your parents as teenagers, or visit the future and see your own children?
Yeah, I'm going to go see my own kid. Like, I don't
feel like we are going to do that.
Eventually.
Yeah. I mean, Jenna already did do that.
Yeah.
But like, I have no need to see my parents as kids.
No.
I'm good.
Actually, no, I would choose that, actually.
A stranger appears and slaps Jenna's parents.
Yeah.
Do better.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to go meet Jenna's parents as teenagers. That sounds awful.
No.
But I want to go meet my parents as teenagers. Yeah. They were pretty cool from what I can tell. And I love my children very, very much, and I'm going to get to see them grow up as, you know, best we can. And so I'm excited to get to live through that in real time.
I just want to know what a 40-year-old Jessa is actually like. We always joke that she was born a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Benjamin Button's disease, where she's just going to become more youthful and full of joy and, like, childlike wonder as she ages.
Sure.
I think that's great.
But, like, there is a part of me that wants to just go see Jessa as a 40-year-old.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to be able to go to the future and see her later in life, like, after I would have actually passed. Just to... Because I won't get to see that version.
That's fair. That's a good point, actually. Yeah. I like that.
I think the distinction for me is it specifically says meet your parents as teenagers or see your own children. And I think that I wouldn't want to meet them. But if I could see them...
I didn't want to meet them the first
time. Just to kind of see what they're doing. That, I think I would say the second one, yeah.
Yeah, I knowing what my parents are like now and were like in my childhood, knowing what my nephew ends up doing would be great.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are my parents enough. I don't need to see them concentrated.
Right.
Like, they've grown a lot. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. I kind of want to see my parents. I mean, for me, it's like back when they were together in love, and
I get that.
Also, like, I love my parents as they are right now, too. That's not an issue, but there was a lot of really cool stories of them back in the day.
Right.
That I definitely am like, sounds cool to me.
Really? Those guys?
Mm-hmm.
I I also think that if you went to the future and saw your own children, you could see, like, what they were into and what they liked and the things that they were into and if they had any dreams that died. And then you could go back to where you are and just kind of be like, hey, that art that you're doing is really good. You should keep that up.
Aww.
You know, that kind of do those affirming things, I mean, that nudge them towards their happiness.
Maybe.
The thing is that my kid is already an adult.
Sure. Mm.
And she's not going to listen to a fuck thing I say anyway. Right. So, I don't think that would be something for me to be able to do. Mm-hmm. Not right now, anyway. Maybe, yeah, like 10 years ago. But, but yeah, I would love to see, like, what is her life like after I'm gone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, is she so very sad that she just can't move on and is just daily lighting a Catholic vigil candle? Jesus, I got nothing. Christ. I really, no, that's like,
no, 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 for
keep a straight face. I really on that couldn't. One.
I tried. All right. Tried,
no, people
hard.
Keep showing up at her door and asking if they can buy your house.
I don't even own a house.
Question
they
number
don't
two.
Know that.
Yeah. Question number two, hoverboard or DeLorean? Would you rather have a hoverboard or a time-traveling DeLorean?
Oh, or a time-traveling DeLorean.
Oh, well,
I mean, maybe still hoverboard.
I think the hoverboard. Yeah. As long as it was the one that could travel over
DeLorean.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could put a handle on it like a racer scooter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Raterly nailed it on.
I mean,
that
I'll one. Take either. Frankly, I'm not that picky. But
also, that Barbie hoverboard was amazing.
Yeah. Yes, also that was cool.
All right, question number three: Wild West or dystopian? Would you rather be stuck in the Wild West or in a dystopian future?
Obviously, the Wild West.
Yeah, Wild West.
Wild West.
Yeah, this is dystopian. Like, that's a cool concept. It's fun to look at, but it's a dystopia.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I did always think I'd make a good tank girl.
I mean, that's yes. objectively true.
Yeah.
But like, also,
you know, I can also be, you know, sharpshoot Nanny Oakley in the back, you know.
Oh, rad.
In Wild West as well. Yeah. So yeah.
I feel like I've already survived a dystopia.
Yeah, right.
So at least I know
fuck.
What to, I would, what to I plan would, for.
I would immediately go be one of those, like, intellectual tinkerer guys and invent things that, you know, would eventually exist.
Mm.
Salsa says that he would continue to be Salsa. Yeah, none of us are surprised.
Nope.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four, time travel or flight? Would you rather be able to time travel once or have the ability to fly?
Oh, if I can only time travel once, then I'll
take
the flight.
You have the ability to fly once, and you can't control when it stops.
Oh, no.
Shit.
No. Yeah, if you can only do it once, that's a harder.
Because wherever
wait,
you go,
okay,
you're stuck.
One full. I was about to say a one round trip, or is it a one way ticket?
It sounds like one-way ticket to me.
It does kind of sound like one-way ticket.
It kind of does. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I got to go with flight
yeah.
on that.
Yeah,
one.
Definitely. That. Now it's just a curse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I like indoor plumbing a lot.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm sticking with flight.
All right.
I'm sticking with flight.
Yeah, no, I think we all did. Yeah. All right.
I'm
going
to flight.
Question number five, past or future. Would you rather change a major event in your past or know a secret about your future?
Neither.
Nope. I don't want any of
that. I don't want any of that.
Nope.
I don't want either.
I don't.
Like, I work real hard at, like, living with the things in my past that are there, and I cannot change them, and I'm okay. Like, I'm okay with that at this
That's
point.
That's what made me.
Right?
The well, only I mean,
for better
thing,
or for worse.
The only thing I can think of to where I have any kind of quibble where I might try to do something different or see if there was anything to be done is around Bill's death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes
the
sense.
The only thing that I can think of. Yeah. But, like, there's a lot of other things in my life that I'm like, no, they very much so did make me into the person that I am. But, like, if I could save a life with that, I would, yeah, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I might do that one.
Not changing something enormous, but maybe trying to think of somebody that I had unintentionally hurt
It and does do say a major event. So
yeah. I mean, those are things that I think about when I'm trying to go to sleep. They haunt me for the rest of my life.
I don't disagree with but that.
I also know that that's not world history.
Yeah.
You know? But maybe it would become, like, if... I don't know.
You can what if yourself, right?
Yeah.
Just don't. Yeah. That's why we say no. Neither.
Neither.
Yeah. None of it.
We reject your premise.
If I had to choose, it would be major event.
Okay. Closing thoughts? No thoughts.
Oh, yeah, right. Same as me.
Huh. Yeah.
All right.
well played.
Thank you, Sue, very, very, very much to Stack for sending in that Fast Five.
Wow.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form.
Please do.
Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I really want to shout out Raiderly, but that seems like just extra right now.
Ah.
I mean, we're all extra right now.
Yeah. I think we all know that Raiderly gets a bunch of shout out stuff.
Fully gets my shout out.
Yeah.
No hesitation.
There's really no way around that one. I do want to give a shout out to the UFG board that produces a Twin Cities Horror Festival. We did pull off a fantastic fundraiser. Nice. Raised a bunch of money and had some awesome previews. So they should also get a shout out. Bonus points to Duck and Nessa for emceeing the previews and to Nissa and Sarah for making the fundraiser itself happen. And to my staff that showed up. Mm-hmm. Or not my staff, my board members that showed up to make things go.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Safety Services and First Aid out at Fest. I have seen a few people have a few problems in a few places and of a variety of types, and they're doing hard work very well and taking good care of people. Appreciate them.
My wife.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Also, Raiderly.
Yeah, we already talked about them. Yeah.
Thank you, love.
Do you have a shout out, Raiderly?
I mean, general, and I'm going to put more things into this later, but like my whole Fondazzi family and my husband for supporting me. And like, I don't know, there's a lot happening in the world in my life right now. So I also want to shout out my bed and my. Headphones, the Aquaphor that's helping with the chemical burns right now, because they definitely don't talk about the chemical burns.
No, they don't.
So yeah, that's right. Me.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
My birthday's in a week and a half.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got one last call, and I'm really excited about it. And I hope that that folks will show up. They have been repeatedly selling out, just constantly, which is fucking great. I love that.
Yeah.
But also it means that if friends do want to go and see it, you got to do it early.
Yeah.
But there's that. And then Vilification Tennis resumes in October.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Soon.
So we've got one more weekend at Minnesota, and then I've got a weekend off. And then October 12th and 13th, Casimir will be at Rogues and Ruffians in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Hey, I know that place.
I know. Hmm. Somebody else might be there.
I know.
Ooh.
Is it me?
No, it's Fondazzi.
Could be me. Could be me. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that was too subtle.
Mm-hmm. And then the weekend after that, on October 19th, Casimir will be at the Waseca County Historical Center to do a show there. The Historic Center is putting on a snake oil show that Casimir is going to be performing at.
Oh, that's pretty fucking awesome.
That's going to be one night only on, like I said, October 19th. So check that out.
And yeah, I got come out for the final week of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Come see Fondazzi. Mm-hmm. You go to our 4:45 Uber Fire show, you will see me do my how many fire blast thing. Not for world record this time, but just for
funsies,
because I'm good at it.
Yep.
And then, yeah, we will also be performing at Rogues and Gathering of Rogues and Ruffians in Baraboo, Wisconsin on whatever Salsa said, October 12th or whatever it was.
12th and 13th.
Yeah. I get one weekend off. That's all I remember. where we're going to go see our friend Retta in a show. She's going to be Lady McBee. And it's going to be so good.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. So, that's what I got.
Nice.
Right. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you ever so much to our special guest, Raider Lee.
Yay!
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to our Thank you to our Fast Five from Stack. Everybody who listens to this show. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.